Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And you are joined by our online guru when it comes to trending stories, Barbara Friedman. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Kino.
Ah, there we go. She's found the button. Okay, now a new Japanese a new Japanese pop-up cafe located in Tokyo has found a way to employ paralyzed people as waiters. How cool is that story?
It is so cool. And although it is only a temporary pop-up cafe and it's actually now closed for a while, like they're going to try and find more funding to keep it going, it's a fantastic pilot project. And so what they've done is they've created these little robots. They're 1.2 meters tall. I mean, very cute little things. There are 10 of them in the cafe, and they move around and they serve the customers. But they are controlled by people who are paralyzed, and they seem from the pictures and the videos I saw to be lying often completely prone in their beds, and they use their eyes, you know, to be able to control the robot and operate the robot. And, you know, some of them suffer from spinal cord injuries. Some of them suffer from ALS. They're earning an hourly rate that's the equivalent of what Japanese standard wages are. Mm. And the person behind the thing says, you know, they really want to be able to allow paralyzed people to be productive members of society if that's what they wish, because obviously some wouldn't want to.
Wow, that is a phenomenal story, especially in relation to what we spoke to Dr. Marlene LaRue about the other day, about disabled and access and human rights. It's a wonderful story. Now, the woman who married an 18th century ghost in January now wants a divorce. I thought that only happens after a couple of years of marriage when someone turns into a ghost. Okay,
Sounds like a ridiculous story. But it really has been quite a big story this year. So in January, when she married her 18th century ghost, he's a 300-year-old Haitian pirate. She was very serious about it. She said she couldn't. She's 46 years old. Amanda Teague from Ireland couldn't connect with anyone in the physical world. So she looked to the afterlife to find her kindred spirit. And she married him in international waters off the coast of Ireland. But now, it's 11 months later, after that hit the internet, she wants a divorce. The love hasn't lasted. And of course, people are wondering what went wrong. And the internet's jokes are thick and fast. He's dead to her now. And then, you know, people wrote and they said she wants to get off the hook because he was a pirate. And then someone wrote, she found out he had a girl in every portal. But then all she would say was, all I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. That was her only explanation for wanting the divorce.
And people think that she was joking, right? As a matter of fact, her doctor suggested that she needs to get the divorce. And if you want to know what he sounds like, here we have a bit of a... I mean, it's
one very important thing, mate. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
That was him.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay, marrying a ghost. And then the CEO of Google has to explain to the United States Congress why searching idiot brings up pictures of President Trump. I mean, come on. Talk about rhetorical questions. Isn't he the world's number one idiot? Okay, anyway.
Mm-hmm. But there is method behind the madness. So, you know, the Congress, the Republicans especially, wanted to know. Basically, they were grilling Sundar Pichai, who's the CEO of Google. They were grilling him about political bias on Google, whether the results are slanted and show a particular bias, which I suppose is an interesting question. And he had to explain to them, that's not how Google works. There's no little man behind a curtain manipulating the results. It all works with the Google bot, the program that Google has that fetches or crawls, is the term, billions of pages on the web. And it's all linked to what people are searching for, relevance, freshness, popularity. And actually, this idiot thing started a while ago. They think it kicked off when Green Day's song American Idiot was linked to those protests when Trump went to the UK, and that the forum Reddit actually upvoted the post. So it's called Google bombing when people actually do keep posting a particular thing so that it sort of rises up in the rankings. But, you know, that happened apparently with George W. Bush back in the 2000s, where if you searched for miserable failure, his photo came up. So, yeah, it's just a Congress had to be schooled in how Google actually works.
And these things learn. Anyway.
Can I just tell you one funny thing?
Yes,
since he went before Congress, a million people went and searched online for this, so it went up even higher in the ratings. So it's a kind of vicious circle.
Well, I mean, exactly. The system learns. It's an artificial intelligence system in the background. I mean, come
exactly.
on. Anyway, but yeah. You don't need artificial intelligence to be able to realize that. But anyway, thank you so much for that. That is Barbara Friedman, our online guru right here at Prime Media Broadcasting.